Coming to you live from Browns headquarters in Berea, Ohio, this is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
What's up, Dog Pound? The Browns wrapped up their sixth day of training camp today here in Berea. They'll practice again in Berea tomorrow before heading to Columbus for the Orange and Brown scrimmage Friday night in the Shoe. And don't forget, you can catch us for a live edition of Cleveland Browns Daily driven by Liberty Ford at Eddie George's on High Street down there in Columbus before the game. So we hope to see lots of you down there. We'll even be giving away
Luke Bryan tickets.
Some Luke Bryan tickets.
But you have to be there with us to win the tickets.
You got to be there.
You got to be there.
If you're not there, you can't win.
You can't win. So I'm excited for Columbus. My day is as follows. The day before. Well, Thursday night, I'm actually going to an event down for the Pro Football Hall of Fame, which is going to be great.
Nice.
A local business owner who has a connection with the Pro Football Hall of Fame, throwing a big party. So that's going to be fun. Friday morning, I'll leave, 9 o'clock-ish to drive down to Columbus. I will be shooting the Inside the Cleveland Browns because Dustin Fox can't sneak away from his radio show. Luckily, we work here with the Browns, so I'll be doing that, taping that with Sarah Carnes, then heading over to Eddie George's.
Yes.
Doing our show live. Come see us, giving away those Luke Bryan tickets, and then what I'm going to do in between my show and the scrimmage is I'm going to take my wife and two kids over to the Woody Hayes facility. The old practice facility where the Ohio State Buckeyes train and have training camp, Urban Meyer, and we're gonna walk through the halls and give them a tour.
And aren't there some nice? Is there a photo of there's a young photos, All-American
yeah,
Matt
lists,
Wilhelm?
Absolutely, it'll be great. And my son gets shy when he sees me up on a wall or a picture of me or people point out the big larger bobblehead I have in my basement. He gets a little coy and kind of shy about it, but he's very proud.
So that'll be
neat just to have them. The locker room they put, millions of dollars into renovation. I just want to see Luke Fickell and some of the other coaches that, were there when I was there. And, if I get a chance to see Urban, great. If not, the man's on a mission, so I get it. But it'll be cool just to have him run around the Woody Hayes indoor facility and then shoot back to Ohio Stadium for the scrimmage. And, the family will be in attendance for that as well.
Which will be a lot of fun. So we hope 60,000 of you. We hope to meet a lot
maybe
of members.
Maybe 70. They opened up an extra 10,000 tickets now.
They did. Oh, my.
Yes.
So it will be up to 70,000 when it is all said and done. I think that's pretty much a given. We have a big show for you here today. Starting at 1:30, we're going to have a parade of guests and sound. 1:30, Bob Holtzman, the ESPN reporter who's been with the team for the last 2 days. He will be with us right at 1:30. At 1:45, we'll hear from Travis Benjamin, who met with the media yesterday. 2 o'clock, Mike Pettine press conference. 2:30, Mitchell Schwartz in studio. Plus, it's also Mailbag Wednesday. So you can tweet the show at Nathan Zagura, at Browns_daily. Use the hashtag AskCBD, and we will get that done for you. We'll answer those questions live on air. It was day 6 of training camp today. We saw our first goal line action, live goal line action. Isaiah Crowell able to lower the boom. He got into the end zone a couple times. The first team scored on 3 of their 5 goal line plays, but overall it was a best-of-9. The offense raced out to a 4-2 edge. The defense with 3 straight slams of the door, and it ended up being the defense winning the camouflage jerseys again for the second straight day.
And the goal line in days like today, day 6 of training camp, are very typical. As Coach Pettine and his staff probably put together their installation and the practice schedule, well in advance, maybe even in June before they had their break, and then come back for the rookie training camp starting and getting acclimated here in the city with their family and so on and so forth. It's just about that time. The emphasis was on moving the field, on learning that offense the first few days. Then we saw red zone action yesterday, I believe, if not Monday. And then you'll start getting those goal line situations. You get the next thing we might see tomorrow is a backed up period where, a punter like Andy Lee another opposing team's punter pins you back inside the 5-yard line, the 8-yard line, the 12-yard line, and John DeFilippo's play calls and Jim O'Neill's defensive calls to keep them backed up, and John DeFilippo's calls to make to make weight and get out of that hole and create. And doesn't necessarily have to mean the percentages are against them moving the ball to go score a touchdown, but getting the ball up to the 40, allowing your former Pro Bowl punter Andy Lee to flip the field and say, hey, now you're backed up. And I like our chances in doing that. It might not necessarily end up in points, as I just mentioned, but our defense has got to get really good, you know, down in that backed up area of keeping them in there.
Take
and
advantage
not,
of it.
Yeah, not letting any, you know, you let air out when you get them out to the 20, 24-yard line. Then they feel like, oh, this is comfortable because we start most drives at or around the 20.
Yeah, and there are stats about it. It's good when you back a team up. It gives you a better chance for success. I think one thing that is very important to be aware of, you talked about Andy Lee. Just watching him kick the ball yesterday, it's unbelievable. He does things I have never, ever seen. And being close, it must be like when you go watch, you know, a pro golfer, but not even a pro golfer, the longest hitter on tour. And it's just, you see the ball crushed in a way that you never knew was even possible. And that's what Andy Lee was, kicking the ball from his own 15 yesterday. He was literally catching the ball standing on his own 15, sometimes at his own 10. And the balls were routinely being fielded between the 10 and the 5, and half the time between the number and the sideline. I mean, they're just missiles.
That's what makes him so great. And Nathan, hopefully the day will come where, as you've talked about a few days ago, that Josh McCown's day at quarterback was the best you had seen in multiple camps a quarterback have here in Cleveland. Just imagine you have that franchise quarterback who goes out and does that every day at practice, and you are with 100% certainty that that will carry over into the 16-game season, and you give that guy the benefit of the doubt to carry you to some of those victories. Which is why teams are consistently having 10-win season after 10-win season after
sure.
playoff appearance after playoff appearance after playoff appearance. So, yes, we have that now in a punter. The point of emphasis moving forward for this franchise and many franchises across the NFL is finding it at the quarterback position.
Got to find it there. Yes, you are right about it. And today, the quarterback's strong day, especially Johnny Manziel, had what I thought was his best practice as a member of the Cleveland Browns. He looked confident. He was ripping the ball into tight windows, real NFL throws from the pocket, including some deep bombs, one to Darius Jennings, who looked very, very good. So without further ado, let's kick things off. And we do want to hear from you. If you were out at training camp, and you can see it's not just us, you can look at all the beat reporters. They were gushing over Johnny Manziel today and what he was able to do. But we're going to kick things off right now with our Ohio Business Machine Hot Topics of the Day with our three biggest takeaways of day six of training camp now that it is in the books. And Matt Wilhelm, we will start with you.
Number three.
My number three takeaway is, and I've kind of talked to you about this, Nathan, before we jumped on air, is, and it's a slight concern. It's not a concern in the big picture of winning and losing football games, but it's a slight concern, as we heard in Mike Pettine's presser yesterday, with some of the injuries at pinnacle positions, you know, referencing the running back, you know, Terrence West with the calf strain, Duke Johnson with the hamstring, may not be available for the Orange and Brown scrimmage, which means he won't necessarily hit the practice field until Sunday. So he's missing almost an entire week of practice, and I know the disappointment in his voice was because of the role that he will play for this football team. And I believe also, you know, resting some of the vets this early in camp. Unless Mike Pettine on the backside of camp or in those preseason games are really going to give his ones, or that, say, 1 to 15, those, you know, 11 starters plus the 4 or 5 guys who are a rotational starter based on
sure.
What package they're going to start, unless those guys are going to play just a little bit more in the preseason, that they want to have them fresh. It's just very I have an old school mindset in regards to what I know and what training camp feels and looks like to me. And what I see out there is not what I was used to, which you grind for the first 12 practices, maybe 14, and then you let off the brakes just a little bit in preparation for that first preseason game so that you could put your best foot forward and have everyone fresh, whether you're playing a quarter or three quarters of that football game.
So you feel like they're a little coddled.
Slightly, yes. They're coddled simply because of the rules that they play by now.
Right.
And then I just feel like some of the vets, you know, are coddled with rest days or, you know, little strains and tweaks. It takes some of the competition out of the practice. And I think that's frustrating to Mike Pettine as well.
Sure.
You know, not being able to say there's no validation in why this guy's better than this guy because this one guy hasn't practiced at all. Or this guy's been, you know, he's been off a couple days. So training camp is an opportunity for the head coaches and the position coaches to make it everything very black and white. He deserves to make a team because of this, this, and this. And when they're hurt or when you have guys missing, everything's very gray and it's very blah, you know. And I can see that on the practice field.
And so far, we haven't seen a major injury, but they're starting to add up. Billy Winn is out. Duke Johnson is out. You've got Malcolm Johnson, who's out. Terrence West
Dwayne
is out.
Dwayne Bowe, Terrell
Glenn
Pryor.
Glenn Winston hasn't practiced all. Dwayne Bowe, Terrell Pryor.
Lundy.
Luke Lundy. Today, Markievicz Mingo has an undisclosed injury that they are looking into. So it's starting to add up. There's starting to be a lot of kind of what I would call more minor injuries out there for this team. And it's something that they need to get focused on, addressed, and worry about, because right now it's going to be difficult. You know, when you go into this scrimmage, this is an important scrimmage. You're not going to get to see a lot of the guys that you want to see out there.
Absolutely. And for a team that needs every rep, a coach is having to taper back reps because of those mounting injuries that you just referenced.
Agreed. And I'll say this. So today, in addition to those injuries, we talked about it. You had a lot of injuries at the running back position. Isaiah Crowell cementing himself right now as the lead back for this team. And
great.
I think he
it's
had
good to see.
It is good. I thought he had a very, very good practice today. I thought he had an opportunity to really just get in there. He ran well at the goal line, got into the end zone. He had two big long runs where he hit the seam and got upfield quickly, one to the outside and one where he ran inside and got to the second level. So I thought Isaiah Crowell's taking advantage of that would be my number three takeaway from today.
Number two.
My number two takeaway is I'm truly enjoying, you know, with the players that are out there practicing, the back and forth between the offense and defense. You know, as you mentioned, in the nine goal line reps that were out there, for one team to win 5-4, you know, and to be the tiebreaker, that's a heck of a lot better than other people's expectations to think this defense is so good and this offense is so far behind that it's 7-2,
no.
You know, or 8-1. And we saw the jerseys change hands, you know, the first 2 days back and forth based on that one play. You know, they're, of course, going to stay with the defense by winning 5-4. And I just talk about the competitive nature between this great defensive backfield and our wide receivers having to make plays consistently, forcing Josh McCown to make, and Johnny Manziel, make those throws. The competition between a great offensive line and a growing, budding defensive line with depth and talent. I love the back and forth, and that back and forth of every day, that everyday grind, that everyday competition will only grow this football team for every Sunday, you know, throughout the football season.
Indeed. My second takeaway from today was another young undrafted free agent stepping up this time. Darius Jennings, number 10, 5'10", buck 70 out of the University of Virginia, was a great kick returner there. He was drafted by the or signed by the Browns after participating in the rookie minicamp on a tryout basis. He looked very, very good to me today. Caught a deep ball for a touchdown, took a bubble screen all the way back across field for a touchdown. He continues to make plays, and if he can do that, you know, maybe he has an opportunity to make the practice squad on this team. But an exciting kind of another one of those smaller slot receiver type guys. But Darius Jennings was kind of the head turner for me today out on that practice field.
Number one.
My number one takeaway is I didn't make it my number one for a reason. It's just I think Johnny Manziel is stabilizing as a quarterback. Every young player, there's the ups and downs, as I continually talk about. And no coach wants, I don't want really, really good and really, really bad. I want good
steady
day after day after day after day after day. And we talk about as you build this roster and you build this organization, and Mike Pettine and what he wants to see from his team is just a positive step. Compound good practice after good practice after good practice while staying healthy. And I think Johnny Manziel is focusing on himself. And as Mike Pettine said, this training camp has helped him just be one of the guys. And when he's in here and under the umbrella, he's number two. He's not Johnny Manziel. He's not Johnny Football. He's none of those things. He's the backup quarterback for this football team. And that bullseye and spotlight is not so big, which is finally allowing Johnny Manziel to put his head in the playbook, to get the proper rest, to take care of his body, to go out there and compound multiple good practices in a row.
Yeah, mine is Johnny Manziel. My number one takeaway today, Johnny Manziel had what I thought was the best practice of his young career here with the Cleveland Browns. He looked confident in the pocket, was ripping the ball. The arm strength was there. Accuracy in the tight windows was there. And doing it from the pocket, making his reads, going through progressions, looking like an NFL quarterback. And to me, that was obviously the biggest positive that you could take out of this practice today. That Johnny Manziel looked very good. Again, not that Josh McCown didn't. Josh McCown still very much looks like the starter. I'm not trying to intimate that I'm trying to draw up a competition. I'm just saying it's wonderful to see Johnny Manziel look better and continue to improve. And you're getting that from basically everybody out there who's watching this team. I think that Johnny Manziel today had his best day of practice with the Browns, and he's starting to look confident, which is so important. When he is confident, you play better. When you're confident, you play better, you play faster, and you're more decisive, and you can see that in his throws. There's no hesitation. He's just ripping the ball, and his arm strength is on display. McCown, solid day as well. Brian Hartline continues to play very, very well, and I love to see that. Brian Hartline certainly looking like that veteran, and with Bo missing time today, he really was the go-to guy for Josh McCown. All right, when we come back, we're going to open up the phone lines, 216-578-0850, tell you about some more stuff we saw out at camp today. We'll let you know again, 216-578-0850. So call us up. Don't forget to tweet us. Use the hashtag AskCBD to get your Browns questions answered. It's 216-578-0850. It's Cleveland Browns Daily. It's driven by Liberty Ford, Nathan Zgura, and Matt Wilhelm.